The Department of Agriculture is investigating the discovery of a large number of dead dairy calves on a farm in County Limerick. To bring us up to date, we're joined now by our agriculture correspondent, Joe McGrailey. Joe, can you just tell us what may have happened here?
Well, the situation, David, is that authorities were alerted in the last 10 days or so to a very foul stench in the vicinity of a farm in Garry Spillane, which is in the southeast part of County Limerick, close to the Tipperary and indeed to the Cork borders. They had been alerted by neighbours and by walkers on the road who had smelt this stench from the farm, and they contacted authorities. Department inspectors then visited the farm and they discovered many, many sick and dead calves. Exactly how many dead animals there were, we're not sure, but I understand that there was in excess of 100, although some reports suggest the figure was much, much higher. And we know the animals were found in various places around the farm, in different fields, fallen in the fields away from the farmhouse.
Now, while the main farming groups have held off on making definitive statements on this, what have the ethical farming groups been saying?
Yes, well, some of the farming groups have actually commented on it as well. In terms of the animal welfare groups, people like Ethical Farming Ireland and others have expressed real concern about these reports. Ethical Farming Ireland saying yesterday the reports they were hearing were horrific. And they have said, and they have been campaigning on this, about serious concern they have about dairy calves coming from male calves coming from the dairy industry. But in terms of the farming organisations, they also have expressed concern about this. The ICMSA yesterday saying that the matter should be fully investigated and all of the circumstances explored. And the IFA were also saying yesterday within County Limerick that they were shocked by this, and that the vast, vast majority of farmers treat their animals responsibly and would have no tolerance for mistreatment. And of course, the entire dairy industry has been very conscious of this matter and of how dairy calves, and especially male dairy calves, have been treated. And it is an ongoing concern for the industry in general.
So speaking generally and separate from this case in Limerick, you mentioned there that there has been an increase in male dairy calves because of the expansion. They're seen as little value to the industry. That presents farmers with a significant problem, doesn't it?
Yes, well, it is a challenge. You see, what is happening is within the dairy sector, and we are speaking separate from this particular incident, but obviously cows must have a calf each year to keep them producing milk. So female calves can go on to be part of the dairy herd, but the male calves cannot. And particularly if they are of, say, Frisian progeny, those male calves wouldn't have the genetic traits to make them into worthwhile beef animals. So therefore, they have no role. Many are sold for just a couple of euro in marts, or even given away. Many go to the veal trade for export. We do export a lot of calves to Spain and the Netherlands, up around 150,000 in the year. And then many others just simply don't survive. And that is the section of the calf population that the worry is about. Now, great efforts are afoot to try and reduce the number of male calves being born into the dairy herd by using things, for instance, like sex semen, which will produce female calves only. But that system isn't perfect yet. Also, there's efforts to use to breed some of the dairy herd with beef bulls to produce beefier calves too. But the fact is that there's still an awful lot of unwanted male calves been born within the dairy sector.
Joe McGrailey, our agriculture correspondent, thanks very much for joining us. Up next, Garth Brooks is back.